Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Mary Claire Burek, president of the Roslyn Business Improvement District.
And we are talking about the annual Roslyn Jazz Fest. It's going to return to Gateway Park this Saturday, September 10th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
All right. So before we do any of the actual events, big picture stuff first, what year are we in and how much have you seen it grow?
I can't believe it, Jason. This is the 30th year of Jazz Fest, and it really, it's been a phenomenal festival all along. And I think it's really evolved. And so we're just really excited to throw this party this year, particularly coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah. Remind us how it's been the last couple of years. You said coming out of the pandemic I feel like it's still been going on though recently, the last couple of years though, right?
It has. Yeah. We had Jazz Fest last year as well, but I think this year we are back just full force. We're expecting just a great turnout. We already have 4,000 RSVPs. And while RSVPs are not required, we are encouraging them just so we can get a handle on how many folks will be there.
Gotcha. So it is free. You just encouraged to register ahead of time.
That's right.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, I know the big main event is, you know, the actual Jazz Fest itself is Saturday. But before we get to that, today there is something really cool also happening sort of as a preamble, riding around town to get everyone ready for Jazz Fest. Explain what you got going on today.
Yeah, because of the 30th anniversary, we really wanted to do some fun things. So we've been programming a handful of pop-up activities to get everyone in the mood. And today from 11 to 2, we're going to have an open-top bus that's going to be traveling throughout the Roslyn neighborhood with the Broad Sound Band performing just a real great variety of jazz and pop hits. And each stop is going to have Roslyn swag and giveaways, and they're going to end in Central Place Plaza. So just a really fun way to get folks in the mood for the main event on Saturday.
Awesome. Should we give folks an idea of where they can find the bus? Like, is there certain spots that are the best to kind of make sure they catch it?
Yes. Yeah, so we actually have a map of the bus route on our website, which is roslynva.org. And so you can check out where the bus will be and at what time, and really just catch it no matter where you are in Roslyn.
Okay, great. All right, great. All right. Well then without further ado, let's get to the main event on Saturday from 1 to 7. First remind us where exactly it's located, the Gateway Park, where exactly that's located.
Yeah. So this year's event, as always, is going to be in Roslyn's Gateway Park, and that is really a 3-minute walk from the metro. So very accessible. We've got bike share to help you get there, the metro. So just a very accessible place right in the heart of Arlington.
So you take the Key Bridge right from Georgetown over to Roslyn and you can't miss it. It's right, pretty much right across the way. Great. Well, all right. Well, then tell me about the music. We have 4 great acts coming to the stage. If you could list them, and then I don't know if you know any fun tidbits about each one, but yeah, if you could expound upon each one as you list them, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so we are so lucky to have a great partnership with Arlington Arts, and they have curated an incredible lineup of performances this year. And really, each of these artists was chosen for their diversity of expression within the jazz tradition. So we think this really appeals to a wide audience. So these musicians are, you know, they're touring the contemporary jazz festivals across the country. And they're offering just a great mix of jazz and related musical forms. So think blues, funk, R&B, just a great sort of mix of these things. And we're super lucky this year. Our headliner is Sima Funk, and they are were named one of the best albums of 2021 by Rolling Stone and NPR. And really just amazing Cuban rhythms and traditions and just a really fun band. He's kind of been referred to as the Cuban James Brown or a Caribbean Bruno Mars, just really engaging, dynamic. And they've got a strong connection to the DC area. So they've performed here before. They were just at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, as well as the Glastonbury Music Festival this year. So just really excited to have this top Billboard Latin artist to watch.
Yeah, Billboard. I think Billboard named Sima Funk one of the top 10 Latin artists to watch, like in the world. So
Yep. So very, very exciting. And just before them, we've got Muenzo and the Shakes. They are a really unique group of global artists out of Harlem. So the band hails from around the world, including Sierra Leone, London, South Africa, Greenwich Village, Madagascar, France, Jamaica, Hawaii. I mean, really just a global troupe, and just very exciting. They sort of they embody Muddy Waters and James Brown and many other American musical legends. So just really an electrifying performance, going to be really, really fun.
Great. And who else do we have? Who are the other two?
Yep. So we also have Delvon Lamar and the Organ Trio. I think Feel Good Music is really just the best way to describe this group. They've got organ jazz stylings, you know, throw in a little pinch of some soul and a little sprinkling of Motown and blues. Just a really, really great trio. They actually are just coming off of playing the Montreal Jazz Festival this summer. So really excited to see them.
And I also see on your website, before we move on, I see that they've just spent the summer opening up on that tour for Jack White and the Black Crowes and some heavy hitters.
Exactly. Yeah, we really have a great lineup this year. And to round it all out, we're going to start the day with Groove Orchestra. And they are actually born and raised in Washington, D.C., Samuel Prather, who is the lead of that group. And he's got a great reputation for performing with and producing all types of acts. So, you know, jazz, funk, gospel, Latin, soul, R&B, Brazilian. So just a really nice grouping of things there to see.
Great. And just so our listeners know, we just listed them sort of in reverse order. So here's how it'll actually play out. From 1 to 2 p.m. is Groove Orchestra. 2:20 to 3:20 is Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. 3:45 to 5 p.m. is Muenzo and the Shakes. And then 5:30 to 7 p.m. is as we mentioned, the big headliner, Sima Funk. So that's a great lineup, if you ask me. And tell our listeners, if they want a early taste of what some of that music sounds like, your website has a bit of a curated playlist they can check out, right?
Exactly. We want to get you in the mood and get you excited about what you're going to see. So be sure to check out the Spotify playlist that we created. You can find it on the Roslyn Bid Spotify account, and it's Jazz 2022. So just a great way to get excited and in the mood for the festival. And by the way, Jason, you know, this festival has something for everyone. It's very family friendly. It's one of the largest outdoor music festivals in Arlington. And so we've got food trucks. We've got the mobile bars, several bars throughout the area. Just a lot to do in the park in addition to the great music.
Sounds great. Yeah, that was going to be the final thing I asked was, you know, in addition to the music, what else do we got? But you pretty much answered it. So we got food trucks. We got you said beer trucks. Is there any activities or outdoor games or anything like that?
There are, you know, if it's something produced by the Roslyn Bid, we're going to have fun things to do. So we've got lawn games, experiences. We've got all sorts of vendors and artisans that are going to be there, food trucks. And we also have local beers and sangria, along with seltzer and wine, sponsored by High Noon and Bev. So just really a great compliment for the day.
Great. And what kind of lawn games? Are we talking like cornhole type stuff?
Yep. So we've got cornhole, giant Jenga, all sorts of fun activities for the full family. And, you know, by the way, on Gateway Park West, which is adjacent to Gateway Park East, where the festival is, there's actually our dog park is there. So it is a dog friendly area. And there's also a sandbox, a giant sandbox with toys in it for the kids. So just really a lot to do in this area of Roslyn.
I love it. Just be careful with that giant Jenga, you know, when you're pulling those pieces out, wait in between the music so you don't get, you know, jarred and knock your tower down. Or I guess it could go the other way. Don't knock the tower down and interrupt the musicians.
Exactly.
After some sangria, it's probably falling down anyway, but awesome. Well, we really appreciate it. I guess before we run, pretend I'm not even here, like speak directly to the listeners. Hey, everyone, come on out. You know, you'll have a good time.
Hey, everyone, make sure you come on out for Roslyn's Jazz Fest this Saturday from 1 to 7. It is a great party, and it really is going to set the soundtrack for the summer.
Awesome. Well, we really, really appreciate it. Again, everyone, it is the Roslyn Jazz Fest. It's going to be this Saturday, September 10th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, it's free, but register over at the website, roslynva.org. And also even before that, today, look for the rolling tour, the open bus tour, Roslyn Rolling Concert. Check that out too, from 11 to 2 today, all around Roslyn. So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason. It was great to chat with you as always.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.